Okay, so we're going to talk about a formal Layer 2 standards working group, which has been formed as an EEA community project managed by OASIS, and we'll explain what that means. But first, I am Tosh Dienish. I work at the Ethereum Foundation on ecosystem support, focusing on the enterprise ecosystem. So I work with the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, chair the mainnet interest group, co-chair the EEA community project governing board, and this is Dan Shaw.
I'm Dan. I've got a decade of kind of bringing together innovators and the enterprise, helped bring Node.js into the foundation, been a founder, done a lot of open source stuff, and I am the co-chair of this. And Dr. Andreas Freund is my co-chair, and with a storied background, he's the spec lead on the baseline protocol, and as well as my co-chair. Okay, so last talk really teed up why standards are useful. To have a space and a clearinghouse for discussions and a neutral space, right? There's so much innovation that's happening that we need to come together, and our perspective is in part from the needs of the enterprise, and in order to sort of continue the adoption that we're seeing, layer two is essential. Putting into place those standards and specification to enable layer two to thrive.
So why are we doing this as an EEA community project managed by OASIS, and what does that mean? So OASIS is a nonprofit technical standards body that was formed in 1993. They've done things like XGML and XML and a lot of sort of technical software standards, sort of along the lines of IEEE or W3C, IETF. So the Ethereum Community Projects was formed 3 years ago as an OASIS open project. So under the OASIS standards body's umbrella, what happened to my slides? By EF consensus and the EEA. So Ethereum Community Projects is it's an OASIS open project, meaning it's open source, open standards development. And so we chose OASIS because it's pretty low bureaucracy and it's a flexible standards process, unlike some of the other ones like the W3C and IETF that are a lot more sort of bureaucratic and cumbersome. OASIS is kind of more Ethereum friendly in that it's lower bureaucracy and flexible.
So some of the folks that are involved, Tosh and I and Andreas from the EF. We have Accenture, Boba, Matter Labs, Metis, Offchain Labs, Optimism, and Polygon. And we'd love to have you, so please come and join us. Tosh?
So what have we been working on? There are lots of ideas for standards development topics in the Layer 2 ecosystem. The two that have gotten the most work done so far, first is a canonical tokenless format, which the issue is that most Layer 2 projects have a list of tokens that exist on their Layer 2s and a way that they map to, in many cases, a Layer 1 token or a token on another Layer 2. And these lists are not maintained in any common standard format, so standardizing the way that these token lists are stored, it would be beneficial for interoperability. Another project is address aliasing. So the goal here is to be able to deterministically derive addresses of a digital asset or an externally owned account on an EVM execution framework when it moves moves across chains. So if you know the origin chain of an asset, you should be able to deterministically derive the address of it on another chain. We have many ideas for potential future topics to work on. Layer 2 transaction fee structures, Layer 2 interface transaction interface standards. One idea that's gotten some discussion is about cross-chain bridging of digital assets with residuals. So the issue there is that if you have a token, like an NFT representing a bond, or something that gets royalties over time, something that gets payments over time, and you move that to another chain, it breaks the connection between the payments and the asset. So that's not a completely solved problem. There's been some discussion about that. We'd love to have more ideas on that. And if you have other ideas for topics, we'd love to hear them. We'd love to have your involvement. Please get in touch.
So thanks a lot. We We meet biweekly. You can hit us up on our emails. GitHub is github.com/oasis L2. And big thank you and shout out to L2 Beat, DevConnect. We'd gotten this initiative off the ground, but thanks to L2 Beat's event at DevConnect, we were really able to get a lot of the initiatives that you just saw set up and really move forward. So we'd love to have you join us. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Guys, you did it. The two of you were the fastest ones.